one of our lead clinicians and our cancer lead within the hospital. And Katie is the development manager for Macmillan, with whom we have a terrific partnership. And they're going to talk to you about how we've been reconfiguring our cancer services.
Thank you very much. I hope everyone can hear me. I'm Katie Urch, I'm the Trust Lead for Cancer, and I'm here tonight to tell you about some of the exciting improvements that we have done in cancer, but even more excitingly, some work we're partnering with Macmillan, which will hopefully take us into a new age of really being able to care for patients with cancer in the way I hope you would all want to be cared for and the way we want to be able to care for you. Katie.
Katie Saunders, I'm the Macmillan Development Manager for North West London. I work across North West London to improve cancer services and also develop new ones. This is in partnership with people affected by cancer, but also a range of health and social care providers. Our main aim is that everyone should have access to high quality services and that no one should face cancer alone.
So a few years ago, we were very challenged in our cancer services. We had lots of people to be waiting to be diagnosed. We had lots of people waiting far too long to receive those diagnoses and the treatment and to be reassured that they don't have cancer. We knew lots of people reporting to us and to the National Survey about their poor experiences, and we needed to change. We needed to change to serve you all better, and we needed to change to serve our staff better, who were really struggling to deliver the care at the standard they wanted to do. So, about 2.5 years ago, a different team came in, and we started really looking very honestly at what was going wrong, but what was going right. Some of that work needed a lot of engagement with staff, and we started holding very wide 100-day events and listening to staff. And then, of course, we had to be honest and listen to our patients as well, and that's a hard journey to go through, but one that we had to, and we've learned a lot. So listening to everyone enabled us to start changing our services. We started with Macmillan to develop a psychological support service, which is now very effective and active across all three sites, not only supporting patients with cancer as they go through their pathway, but also our staff members as well. We opened a new daycare assessment unit, which is actually very similar to Sarah Bryce's model that she's just talked to you about. It's a ward where we can get rapid investigations done, where patients who have cancer or side effects of cancer can come and be assessed rapidly by an oncologist or a nurse specialist. We changed our inpatient unit so that, again, every patient gets seen by the appropriate specialist every single day. We're starting to introduce lots of new and exciting services. So our chemotherapy patients really told us that they wanted to have a more continuity, obviously, in being given their chemotherapy, and they wanted to be seen more quickly. And we started investigating with them, very much in partnership, rolling out the nurse-led chemotherapy service, which is now fully functional, and we're getting our first feedback, which is very positive. We are also working extensively with Macmillan over patient information. That was something people were telling us that we just weren't good at helping them understand what was going on. With Macmillan, we've opened a new patient information pod over at the Hammersmith, and that's getting a very high footfall, both from our oncology patients and our haematology patients. I'd like to tell you in more detail about two really quite exciting services that we started. We focused very much on our diagnostic pathways. When people are sent to the hospital from their GPs with a query, you might have cancer diagnosis, it's an extremely worrying time. We would all want to be seen very rapidly, and we would want to be reassured or diagnosed quickly. So we started looking at what were the best models, what were the best ways that we should be doing that. And we started introducing one-stop-shop clinics. Now, the breast service have been doing that for a while, and we took that model, we expanded it, they're now running weekend services and evening services. Very, very highly approved ratings, and it means patients, women can come in, they're seen by the nurse or the doctor, they have the appropriate investigations, a biopsy included if needed, and over 90% of them leave that clinic usually being reassured that they do not have and being told you don't have cancer is as important as us really focusing on those people that do. More recently, we've introduced the same thing for our prostate clinic and also for the bladder clinic that you are hearing about. And again, this is a triage service. Men who suspected prostate cancer come to us. We make sure beforehand they've had the appropriate blood tests. They see us. We make sure they have the appropriate investigations, an MRI if that's what they need, booked straight in for the same day biopsy. Our fastest patient through this service to treatment has been 7 days, which is amazing and one of the highest, the fastest rates that we found throughout our cancer colleagues. When we surveyed these patients at the prostate clinic, over 97% said they were satisfied or very satisfied with this service. But we don't stop there. We've got a lot more to improve and to change. This is the beginning of the changes, and we are very grateful to Macmillan, with whom we are extending our very long-standing partnership, and we're hoping to develop that a lot more in the next 3 years. We're also working closely with Maggie's and our local charity support. What we're doing together, Macmillan and us, in the next 3 years is hoping to introduce what's called a navigator service. And that's to change the maze of complicated, who do I phone, when's my next appointment, who on earth is looking after me, and we're hoping to make it a supported, straight path through our complicated services, highly specialised services at Imperial, but also services that the community are developing, and it's really important we link people back into their community support. More than that, the partnership, we're going to be developing more clinical nurse specialists and supporting our staff who work very hard to try and support everybody with something called Schwartz Rounds, which is a way of us being able to reflect back on the care we've given, the emotions that that's aroused, and what we can learn from that to be better carers in the future. Katie.
Really, from Macmillan's perspective, we've been working closely with Imperial for a long time now. In fact, our partnership goes back at least 20 years. Imperial actually has one of the largest number of Macmillan professionals in the UK. So this includes Macmillan clinical nurse specialists, Macmillan information managers, Macmillan psychologists, and allied health professionals, just to name a few. We're really thrilled to be building on this partnership and developing what Katie described, quite a large-scale, long-term programme of work to further develop and improve patient experience. I think areas of focus for us and Imperial will be patient and public involvement, because without you, we won't be able to get this right. And as Katie alluded to as well, testing and piloting new workforce roles as well. So I'm really delighted to be here at this AGM presenting this. And I suppose if you want to hear anything more, then please grab me at the end and we will keep you posted on this work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Katie. I think the one-stop clinics are a great example.